We don't have that. But we got to trace the idea. You know? Like if someone brings me to a church, whatever doctrine they preach, I don't know. I have trouble. As in my mind, maybe it's because it's been late now. But I think to myself, boy, you know, I got to think about that. But again, notice they believe not. They don't believe in Christ. Now, they do believe in idols. He's saying you can go and eat whatever set before you. Don't ask. But if they tell you this is what it is, that means they know that you know what you're eating. It's interesting because, you know, don't go out of your way to show what a snob you are in Christ, so to speak. You know what I mean? Like, what is the, you know, because it almost gets to this Jewish point where like, was this killed properly? And the Jews, they have to have everything kosher. Or certain of them do. I know not all of them are follow all that anymore. It had to be killed a certain way. It had to be from a certain part of the animal. They got even more specific in their laws over the laws of the God. But you know, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Hey, the one who says, you know, we are minding the conscience of people who believe in idols. Not that. Now look, you might offend them. You wouldn't eat their food. But how much better than that they should think that they would understand that you are not an idolater. It's for the testimony of Christ. You know, it's for the point of let them know. We don't worship Christ and these idols. We worship Christ alone. We worship one God, not many. 29, conscience I say, not thine own, but the other. For why is my liberty judged of another man's conscience? Well, that's a good question. Because that's what he's saying. He's saying another man's liberty. He's saying another, don't allow it to happen. So you forestall the judgment by being, you know, careful how you handle yourself around people who don't believe. Again, remember I used the analogy of the one who doesn't believe. Now let's say, you know, I'm not going to try to bring the analogy forward. I can't. I refer back to chapter 8 and how you deal with things, certain kinds of knowledge. That was more about knowledge. This is specific about that. Let's look at what else he says. Let's see if we can glean something of going back to the fundamental principle of knowledge and liberty. Okay? I use the analogy of alcohol, actually, as far as this liberty and how I use it. Because after I was freed from drunkenness, you know, I was at a dinner and someone offered me a half glass of wine. She was like, I can't finish this. Do you want it? And I was like, oh, sure. And I had it with my meal and thought nothing of it. And I was at a very hot game, baseball game, Little League, and someone offered me a hard lemonade. It was a very hot day. It was like 100 degrees out, and it was cold. Cold lemonade. But hard, you know, it was, you know, like a beer, right? I drank it. But then my wife told me that the people who gave me the lemonade kind of looked at each other like, ah, you know, I guess he isn't over. He still drinks. And I realized, because of their conscience, that I should never drink again. I never wanted them to see me drink ever again, because of their consciousness. Because my liberty was being judged by another man's conscience. You know? Because I wasn't good enough for them. So yeah, sometimes I'll conceal things I'll do in my liberty because of the weakness of other people's consciences. I mean, not that we should sin, but some people might judge it as sin. You know, like I could have a glass of wine if I wanted to. I don't. I wouldn't lie to you and say I do. You know, that's why I want to be able to say I never drink. After those two drinks, I never touched alcohol again. Except rubbing alcohol to put on my skin. You know? Sometimes I take a little alcohol bath, you know? But that doesn't affect you. I've never had a drink of it since. But why? Because I can't handle it? No, I can handle it. It's just for their sake. So I could testify to people, I don't drink. Because I know other people's consciences are weak concerning that. So I don't want my liberty to be judged by the conscience and the conscience of another person. There are many ways in which that can be applied. You know, to a certain extent. I mean, there is an extent to which we take it, right? You know, it's like, again, I don't go to church on Sunday. Now, I have gone to church on Sunday, but I, you know, some people's conscience is, you got to go to church on Sunday, or you got to go to church on Saturday. And I go to church on any day, I will, if invited. Go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, because to me it's all the same. I honor God. I mean, my thing is like, I'll keep the Sabbath. To those who keep the Sabbath, I want to be as a Sabbath keeper. I mean, I do keep the Sabbath. I'm not going to say I don't keep the Sabbath. I do keep it. I want to enter into his rest. But again, I don't keep it the way the Old Testament says you should keep it. I keep it according to the New Testament. I'm not a Sabbath breaker. I just don't keep a Sabbath on a particular day. There was a day spoken of, but now is the day of Christ. Every day is the day of Christ. This is the day of Christ. Every day. Every day of my life is his day. And that's the liberty I have. I should be, you know, maybe I should take more. I realize other people say, oh, he doesn't go to church. And my liberty is judge of another man's conscience. I have to think, how might I keep that from happening? You know? And so I will think about it. And I just say these things just so people can see. It's like, this is how you examine yourself. Oh, no, Paul, you just make a decision, you just know it, and then it's fine. It's like, fine, your way, you do it your way then. I examine myself. Verse 34, if I by grace be partaker, why am I evil spoken of for that which I give thanks? I honor God every day. And by grace, I worship Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, right? Well, then people start blaspheming me.